Get Up Nation. My name is Ben Biddick. I am the creator and host of the Get Up Nation podcast, where I serve individuals, organizations, and societies to develop and sustain resilience and perseverance. I'm the co-author of Get Up, The Art of Perseverance, with former Major League Baseball player and CEO of Lurong Living, Adam Greenberg.
The Get Up Nation podcast is brought to you in partnership with Got Your Six Coffee, Get Up Nation's official coffee company of 2019. As the creator and host of Get Up Nation podcast, I am committed to developing and sustaining resilience in individuals, organizations, and societies. In Get Up Nation's pursuit of resilience, how often do we gather around cups of coffee as we share our lives with our closest friends and family? Coffee is community, right? How often does a cup of coffee help sustain us through long nights and wake us at dawn? How often does coffee keep us vigilant and productive, fulfilling our duties and responsibilities, maximizing our focus and awareness as we pursue our passions? It is often a staple of returning us to normalcy after challenges have suddenly created a new normal for us after loss. That's why I partnered with Eric Hadley, the CEO and founder of Got Your Six Coffee, a veteran committed to serving first responders, veterans, and their families through a variety of nonprofit organizations. No stranger to adversity, Eric has fused the necessity of coffee with his passion of public service. Learn more about Eric and his freshly roasted, award-winning coffee at www.gotyoursixcoffee.com. You're already purchasing coffee. Why not empower your coffee with purpose? Why not purchase coffee that not only has your six, but also has the backs of those who don a uniform of service for our communities and great country? Welcome to episode 61 of the Get Up Nation podcast. Recently, I had the honor and privilege of speaking with David Yates, the CEO of Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Clearwater, Florida. David leads this organization that preserves our environment while inspiring the human spirit through leadership in the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of marine life, environmental education, research, and conservation. David also co-produced the film Dolphin Tale that inspires entire generations with the story of how the staff at Clearwater Marine Aquarium rescued and rehabilitated an injured dolphin named Winter. He is also the executive producer of Dolphin Tale 2 and the writer of the documentary called Winter, the Dolphin That Can. While Major League Baseball fans of the Philadelphia Phillies flock to Clearwater, Florida during spring training and get an early look at how the team is preparing for the baseball season, people flock to Clearwater Marine Aquarium year-round to find inspiration and comfort in the presence of human beings and marine life inhabiting our earth together to overcome adversity. David, thank you for taking time to speak with me and inspire Get Up Nation with the amazing work you and your staff do here at Clearwater, Florida.
Glad to be here. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. The Clearwater Marine Aquarium is a 501c3 organization. Your website, seawinter.com, describes the aquarium as fundamentally a hospital for sick and injured marine life. We rescue and rehabilitate injured and ill animals with the aim of releasing them back into their natural habitat. When this isn't possible, we provide long-term residential care. What led you to dedicate your time, energy, and attention to serving people and marine life in this way?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I've been here for 13 years, almost to the week, as a matter of fact. I started 13 years ago in February. And we'd raised our kids coming here in the 90s. We have four kids, they're now grown, but they were young at the time. So we'd come to Clearwater Marine Aquarium a number of times. Mm-hmm. We knew it well. And we loved the work, so we kind of got to know it from that perspective before I came to work here. And I heard in late 2005 they had some financial trouble, and they were looking for somebody to come and do a turnaround and kind of get it back on its feet.
I see.
And one of my kids, who is a big animal lover, said, "You better take that job, man." so that's why I'm here. But no, I love the work, and the mission is amazing. You described our mission. It's about the environment, marine animals, and the work and the kids we work with, and wounded mm-hmm. soldiers. We have the human side, the animal side, the environment side. And those three are just a great marriage as far as how the works here at Clearwater Marine Aquarium. So I love it, love the people, love the animals, just really can't beat it.
Oh, that's amazing. And at the Get Up Nation podcast, we focus on helping individuals, organizations, and societies develop resilience. When I encountered your organization, I knew I wanted to share your amazing work immediately. I wanted to share what you do with Get Up Nation because of how you help not only marine life, but people in the process.
Yeah.
And on your website, it reads, "Our inspiration is the work we do to save animals, the strength of our animals to overcome monumental obstacles, and the lives we change. What we have realized through Winter is that our mission does so much more than rescue animals. It saves the lives of the people they touch. They connect, they give to us, they inspire."
For those who have not seen the film Dolphin Tale or Dolphin Tale 2, will you give just a brief synopsis of how the world came in contact with winter and how this story has impacted the world?
Sure. It's really an amazing story. So winter arrived almost exactly when I did back in early 2006. So she and I arrived almost the exact same time. And I'm watching her go through what she went through. She lost her tail, nearly died so many times, was not expected to live. We were advised to euthanize her the night we got her, so not doing well medically. We got to watch her just overcome all these obstacles, and she's going to die, then she didn't, she's going to die, then she didn't. Day after day after day, I was just amazed at how she refused to give up in her fighting spirit. You just don't see that too often in animals, right? So I said, I need to go tell that story. So I used to be the CEO of the Ironman Triathlon Company back in the 90s. So I used my media contacts, I was telling her story, went around the world and in every country. We were on every major news outlet for many years. And that led to Hollywood saying, hey, this is a pretty cool story. Can we talk about this?
Right.
So our partners at Alcon Entertainment, who are now dear friends, we sat down and we paved the way for Dolphin Tale, which took almost 4 years to make initially. Between writing and hiring and production, all those things. Dolphin Tale 2 was about 2 years. But the real basis for the stories of the movies is Winter's real life and what she's done, not just what she did herself, but how she inspires people. And since we've had Winter arrive here, we've had literally, and I mean this, hundreds of thousands of individuals going through a life struggle. These are generally kids going through, and fill in the blank, chemotherapy, getting a prosthetic arm or leg, having cystic fibrosis, being on the autism spectrum, being burn survivors, you name it, some major medical issue. And they saw Winter go through what she went through and said, you know what, I can get through this. We get letters all the time, thousands of letters, emails, calls, visits every month, telling us how a life was changed because of that. So when you can go out and take an animal story like this, of an animal, and rescue the animal, and have her life story change the lives of kids, and this happens to us literally every 5 minutes. We do Make-A-Wish visits literally every day. So when you have that combination of saving an animal that nobody else could help, that we had to help, and that animal story then saves the lives of kids and wounded soldiers we work with, that's pretty cool.
It's powerful to see the inspirational stories you share on the website. Like you said, children who are dealing with limb loss, limb difference, autism, spectrum disorders, and other differences, they find solace, awe, joy, and some much-needed laughter in the presence of these animals. It's also amazing to see the veterans who are dealing with limb loss, traumatic stress, and Gold Star families who have lost loved ones during military service. They react powerfully to the presence of winter and hope. How much satisfaction does that bring to you and your staff every day as you get these waves of letters and see it unfolding on their faces here?
No, it gets emotional even talking about it. I mean, we literally had thousands and thousands of kids. And they walk in the door every day, some we don't even know about till they get here. And I get the emails and calls and visits. So we get to actually personally connect with these families. And it's hard to describe. It's not just, it's the quantity and the quality. It's the numbers. It's been, again, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, literally over the years. But then the quality of what they tell us. And I can sit here and tell you stories for decades of kids I've had the privilege of working with. And these are kids, literally, that are sitting in hospital beds and refuse to work with the doctors and watched Dolphin Tale, heard about the movie, saw Winter's story, said, you know what, I'm going to now work with my doctors. I can get through this. We hear that every day. We have parents tell us, your Dolphin story saved my daughter's life, or kids' life. Literally, and that's how they say it. So when you get the privilege of doing that every day, this is like, I've been here 13 years, and I've had a lot of people say, why have you not left to go do, you know, maybe run a Hollywood studio or something like that? Sure. My normal response is, well, first of all, I get up in the morning, I get to help oversee a team that rescues marine life, which is just, that's just cool.
Right.
Come on, it's cool.
Absolutely,
it's
yeah, right? Yeah, right.
Then we get to take those stories and work with kids and wounded soldiers every day and change their lives and give them hope that they didn't have hope. And I get a paycheck, so what was your question? Our whole team, it's just, you know, when you get a chance to have that inspiration going every day, it's just one of a kind in that sense.
And the Human-Animal Bond Research Institute has found that interactions between animals and people with post-traumatic stress experience decreased depression, anxiety, loneliness, and isolation during animal-human interactions. They enhance social support and general well-being. They alter the tendency of those with mental health challenges to focus negatively on themselves. Instead, it helps people become more involved in their environment and help manage their long-term health conditions. What is it about these animals in these moments that opens something powerful within ill and injured people that oftentimes they can't do on their own?
You know what it is? It's what every mom tells me, it's a connection. They make a connection. I'll give you a brief story. A young boy named Levi. If you watch Dolphin Tale 2, we have a young boy named Sawyer in the movie. And there's a boy named Levi who's kind of that in real life. He's on the autism spectrum. When I first met him when he was about 8 years old, he was not doing well. He wouldn't dialogue with anybody, wouldn't talk to his family, stayed in his room by himself. His mom basically said he spends all his day in a fetal position on the floor, disconnected on the autism spectrum, had never made a connection, wouldn't hug his mom, and just really tough stuff. And she said she heard about Winter's story from a friend and decided to bring him here. She thought he'll never come, he won't even get in a car, he'll stay at home, didn't want to leave at all, he won't make the trip. Brought him here, and she said she tells a story on a documentary I did also, and she said that he made a connection that day by being near Winter that he never had before. It totally turned his life around. He began working with his family, began opening up, not afraid of his pets anymore, began going to doing homeschooling things, began going places with his family he had never done before, started coming back here on a regular basis, and now he is 8 years later, and when I first met him, he wouldn't look me in the eye. Now he's like a second son. He comes back now and volunteers here at CMA as a way to give back. He said, CMA and Winter changed my life. I'm here to give back. So that's what we experience literally every day here at Clearwater Marine Aquarium.
You value the experiences and sacrifice of veterans as well. We've talked about that a little bit. As you serve to create and maintain a healthy environment and marine life, why do you invest so much of your time and energy to serve those who have served?
Oh, well, you know, I'll tell you a brief story again. In 2007, I got a letter in the mail to Winter. Of course, she doesn't read her mail. I read her mail, right? So, and it was from a veteran support team over the James P. Haley VA in Tampa. And they said, hey, Winter, we heard just kind of a cute letter. We heard your story. We're all amputees. We lost a limb, but you're going to be fine. You do great. So I called them up and said, hey, who are you guys? And I got to know them. So I set up and I said, listen, if soldiers, wounded soldiers, are connecting to Winter's story, let's start a program here. So I'm working with two VAs, have been for years, Bay Pines and St. Pete, and then James P. Haley in Tampa. I said, bring your soul. Anytime you have a soldier who needs inspiration, bring them in. So they come in on a routine basis, and the first one I brought was a guy named Sergeant Russ Merrick. Had nearly died in Iraq. He was a tank commander. They hit an IED. His two buddies died instantly. He almost died. Severe injuries. Walter Reed, 52 days in a coma. Then came to Tampa. He has major TBI, traumatic brain injuries. Mm-hmm. Brought him here. And long story short, came in with his mom, and he couldn't talk, couldn't walk very well. We told him Winter's story. We put him down the platform. He got to see Winter the dolphin, everything she was going through. She was getting a prosthetic tail. He was getting a prosthetic leg. And he just connected to her. His mom literally told me he was suicidal at that point, which happens a lot with veterans. Mm-hmm. And she said, this literally changed my son's life. Mm-hmm. And he comes back and brings other wounded soldiers back himself.
Nice.
Today, he's very active, lives in his own home. He's an inspirational speaker himself. Mm-hmm. He skydives.
Amazing.
So it's just neat to see a little story about a dolphin change the lives of wounded soldiers. We didn't know that would happen, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Dolphins are remarkable creatures. They're often affectionately called the angels of the sea. We're often mystified by their playfulness as they create bubble rings or the toroidal bubbles.
Correct.
Their acrobatics, their intelligence. People love to experience them here at the aquarium. What other animals are here that people can experience, whether by webcam, on your website, or by a visit here?
Yeah, so we're on call to rescue any marine life in the area that needs rescue, no matter what the species is. The ones we bring back here for rehabilitation are dolphins, as you mentioned, sea turtles, and North American river otters. We're also working on manatees now. Mm. But what's funny is people love dolphins. It's amazing how many people come and say, we love your turtles.
Yeah.
Because, again, every animal we have is a rescued, non-releasable turtle. Mm. The only animals we keep here are ones that won't survive back in the wild. So y'all have a great rescue story. So Winter's the best known rescue story, but every animal has an amazing rescue story as to why they're here, what happened, and why we're caring for them. So turtles people love, but also the otters are just too cute. Now I tell people they're in the wild, be careful. They can take your finger off in 5 seconds, but they're cute. They're basically dolphins, turtles, and all the turtles we have are either endangered or threatened species also. So very unique in that sense. Our turtles don't have the personality the dolphins have per se, but they're just great animals. So we featured a turtle story in Dolphin Tale too, just so our guests could see that.
I see. As a former combat medic in the United States Army and a civilian first responder, I'm particularly moved by the rescue missions that you perform. Your team responds to sick, injured, and deceased marine animals reported along the west coast of Florida in Pinellas, Hillsborough, Hernando, Pasco, Citrus, and Levi counties. I don't know if I'm pronouncing them correctly, but Your team consists of specially trained personnel, including staff biologists, veterinarians, interns, volunteers, in coordination with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and local marine life rescue organizations to provide quick and efficient response to ensure proper treatment and transportation of all distressed marine life. Will you share some about this program and provide any guidance to anyone who encounters stranded or distressed marine life?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, again, we're on call, like you said, on those counties, which means 24 hours a day, any animal rescue that comes up, we go out, and we have volunteers throughout all the counties. We have almost 800 volunteers that help us throughout the year at one time or another. So if a call comes in, and normally it's the public seeing something. So what we request the public do is if you see something, call us. And you go to our website and call our stranding line. It's very simple to find. Mm-hmm. Or call the Coast Guard if you have to. The calls will eventually wind around to us. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we do rescue-wise is not us seeing something first. It's the public seeing something. Mm-hmm. And they can call our number at 727-441-1790. Again, mm-hmm. 727-441-1790. Mm-hmm. And get the stranding line and call us. And we're expanding our reach as time goes on. We used to do one county, now we do multiple counties, as you said. And we're doing that because some of these counties do not have anybody in that area rescuing marine life. So for us, it's a great passion. It's a very organized process. It's a lot of protocols and how we do things. And again, we'll rescue any animal for any need whatsoever. And then the ones, again, that we bring back here for rehabilitation, as I mentioned, are turtles, dolphins, and river otters. We're adding manatees to the mix in about 30 days, by the way.
No kidding.
We'll be rehabbing those pretty soon. Big animals.
Well, yeah.
They eat a lot, and they poop a lot, too. So we have to be ready for that.
Yeah. And you have a YouTube channel that shares these rescues, and so it looks like you're in season two of this series, and so people can check that out. As well.
We have a couple of web series. One's called Rescue Clearwater, and we also have a Facebook show series we've done a couple of series on also that kind of goes behind the scenes, show how do you rescue a dolphin, how do you rescue a sea turtle, what's the process you go through, who are the people, how do we do this. Mm-hmm. So they want to learn about us, they can go on YouTube and our Rescue Clearwater web series or on our Facebook page and see short episodes of how we do this work. It's pretty cool.
Amazing. Now you're expanding. Your vision is to become the global leader in connecting people to marine life and the environment, and you're making that reality each day. You've just experienced the busiest sea turtle rehabilitation year ever and need more space for this work. Your research is growing into increased effectiveness when it comes to saving the lives of marine animals and protecting the environment. You're trying to meet the needs of tens of thousands of children and wounded soldiers who have bonded with winter and other rescued animals. You're striving to educate the next generation on marine and environmental conservation, and you're creating more and more compelling educational experiences for families. How can people help you achieve your objectives?
Yeah, as you said, so let me back up. The building we're in right now was donated by the city of Clearwater back in 1978. So it's a small building. It used to be the water treatment plant for Clearwater. Fairly small building. So we've been out of space for a number of years. So the expansion we're doing right now, it's a $71 million expansion we're doing today. It is about halfway through. We're still trying to raise money that people can go on our website at seawinter.com to help out. But the goal is to do really basically three things. Make more room for animals, which is obviously we need more space for. Mm-hmm. We've actually turned animals away in the past due to lack of space. Mm-hmm. And then more room for our guests. We're involved in education, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So we have the animal side. We have the human education inspiration side. Then we have more room for cars. We didn't have a parking garage before. So we're really expanding right now. And our work is doing great, but we've literally turned animals away in the past because of lack of space. This new building will allow us to have almost unlimited space for what we think we need in the next 10, 15 years for the animal care side, plus education. We're big about when you come visit us, we want you to learn something, be inspired about marine life, the environment. So we want you to come see the animals we care for and how we care for them, but also learn something in the process to be a better caretaker of the environment on your end. So the expansion will allow us to do all that much, much better.
You rely on the generous donations of your visitors and the global community. You offer boat tours, experiences where children can experience dolphins, sharks, stingrays, otters, pelicans, and pufferfish. You offer daily tickets, annual memberships, camps, animal adoptions, dolphin plaques and pavers, and the Animal Care Fund that designates every dollar toward the direct care of animals. How do all these opportunities help marine life in the wild and those who are receiving long-term care at Clearwater Marine Aquarium develop and sustain the resilience they need in order to thrive?
Yeah, great question. So again, any animal we rescue, as I mentioned before, the goal is, we call it rescue, rehab, and release. The goal is to do the rescue, do the rehab process, that's the hostile aspect, and then release it back into the wild if it will survive back in the wild. If it has some reason it will not, we keep it here. So the whole rehab process is designed to, let's get this animal well and get it back in its natural habitat so it can thrive in the wild. The animals we have do not have Medicare. They don't have insurance. They don't have Obamacare. So they're not paying patients. So we have to care for this ourselves. And caring for dolphins and sea turtles is very expensive. But we spare no expense because we want to do it the right way. So if somebody comes and visits us, or they buy a T-shirt, or they go online and donate, whatever it is, that money helps us do what we're doing right now and care for more and more animals and have the right space. If you go back, you know, I think, you know, 13 years ago when I was asked to be here initially, we had to rebuild CMA's life support structure for animals. We kind of rebuilt the hospital aspect. So now we're state-of-the-art in everything we do. We do x-rays at CMA, for example, on our turtles. We had to pay for all that. So, but anything anybody does to help us by even showing up and buying a ticket helps pay for the work we do here. It also provides a platform for education at the same time.
For educators that want to inspire children and students, you welcome field trips, camps, on-site programs, industry educational programs, and also custom remote broadcasts.
Yeah.
Will you share more about the ways that people who want to be inspired by this work can access this, especially those who do not live anywhere near Clearwater?
Yeah, sure. There's a number of ways. We try to be very good at telling our story and making platforms where people can kind of watch what we do. We mentioned the YouTube series. Mm-hmm. We mentioned the Facebook series. We do a lot of media. Our website is the best place. Our website has everything about us.
Right.
It has all the educational opportunities, videos about our work. We have online curriculum for teachers. They can download themselves anywhere in the world to use that.
Excellent.
Well, we learned a long time ago, if you take an issue, a science issue, whatever the issue is you're trying to teach as a teacher, it could be math, as a matter of fact, but basically science, to be very clear, to a large extent. And you put an animal's face on that, it's amazing how kids love to learn. So we take winter story, we take some of our individual turtle stories, and we use them to teach a subject for kids. It's amazing how they pay attention and learn. So our website is the best place to go to. It's cwinter.com. And if you're a teacher or a homeschool parent or a Girl Scout troop, we have information for you on there and what you can do. But you can learn all about what we do, watch all kinds of videos, but also learn how we can help you teach in the process.
David, I always end the show with six quick questions to help my listeners understand the why within my phenomenal guests. Will you run through these six quick questions with me? Who are you thankful for today?
I am thankful, I say, for our volunteers here at Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Again, we have hundreds of volunteers that spend thousands of hours helping us do our work. We would not be around without their help.
Now that we covered who you're thankful for, what are you thankful for today?
I am thankful for the community that's allowing us to do this work. Again, we can't do this. The city's got behind us, the county, the state. So the community allowing us and getting behind our work. You can't do this on your own. It does take a village in that sense. So just the community support we have. Again, just like our volunteers, we wouldn't be around without that. So,
all right. And how do you fuel the fire within you as you do this work?
Well, it's not hard. You know, again, when you get up and you get to rescue marine life and work with kids, literally, I'm going to go from here to work with the family a little bit here today. When you get a chance to do that, it is, if I can't light my fire that way, I got a problem. So it's pretty easy.
Right. And what is one thing adversity has taught you to value?
So we've had a lot of adversity here in the early days at CMA. What I learned early in my life also is if you know you can accomplish something, simply don't give up the vision. Don't give up the dream. And don't let those maybe a little bit naysayers stop you. People said we couldn't rescue Winter. They said put her down the first night. And you can't make a tail for it. They kept telling us we couldn't do these things. But my point is when you believe in something, don't give up the dream.
And what is Clearwater Marine Aquarium doing today you never thought it could?
I would say reaching tens of millions every month in every country of the world. You know, we're a small place in Clearwater, Florida. You can drive past it and miss us sometimes. The expansion will make a little bit of difference on that. But we've really reached billions with a B of people over the years. That's been pretty cool.
And what will Clearwater Marine Aquarium do tomorrow that you never thought it could?
Well, I think what we're going to do tomorrow is we'll expand into, take our work and go around the world beyond the four walls of CMA. So if you watch us the next 3 or 4 years, we're known for doing work in this area. You'll see us doing work in nearly every country of the world at some point from the marine life rescue perspective.
Outstanding. How can people learn more about you and the Clearwater Marine Aquarium?
Best thing is go to cwinter.com. Our website is cwinter.com. I'd say watch the dolphin tub movies. They're very inspiring also. They kind of tell our story, but those are the two best ways.
Thank you, David Yates, at Clearwater Marine Aquarium, sharing with GetUp Nation your journey of service that impacts our entire Earth. Get Up Nation, ignore the naysayers. Pursue the pleasure of your dreams relentlessly until we all enjoy the splendor of who you are.